The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Every time Doyle comes, it's like that scene in Inception where he's standing on the ceiling.
Did you just record him saying that?
Yes.
There's no way to follow that shit. This is thinking outside the long box. Hello, everybody. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 193 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Tim.
Jesus Christ.
Doyle, you're always third. Doyle, you're third.
You're third because me, then Tim, then you.
When I was third before, you cut me off.
No, I didn't. You just heard the sound. You heard the sound lag.
Gabe,
you actually did it perfect last time, and then you cut me off.
Well, I'm still going.
And the other one's one.
And I'm one, bitches.
Womp womp. What are we talking about this episode?
Oh man, we are talking about Spencer Confidential. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes. All right,
that
so
fantastic.
Stars Marky Mark and a funky bunch of actors. I don't have it looked up.
Come on, Gabe. We rely on you for one thing.
No, you usually do this.
Yeah.
Spencer Confidential came out earlier this year. It is a Netflix movie. Stars Mark Wahlberg, Winston Duke, Alan Arkin, who is fucking hilarious in this movie. I love that.
Is that the old man?
And then, yeah. Let's see. Who else? Sissy Davis is in it. Or not Sifs. Eliza Schlesinger is
Post
in
Malone.
It. And then Post Malone, Mark Maron. It's got some Autumn Malone. But got a lot of great people in it. So this is basically just a detective movie. Like, it's not a police procedural. It's more like something like Long Kiss Goodnight or, that kind of brand of...
Jack Reacher.
Yeah, like kind of noir detective story. Like, it's really, really cool.
Yeah.
Somebody else go through the rundown of it.
I'll go through it. I mean...
Yeah,
so Marky Mark plays a morally unshakable cop who gets himself in trouble by beating up a police chief or a detective. I think he's a detective at the time and becomes like a police chief or something. So he goes to jail, gets out of jail, and then he's supposed to pick up his new life as a truck driver, but he can't let go of solving a crime that he shouldn't solve because he's not a police officer.
Hold on. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, Marky Mark solving crime.
Hilarity ensues. There are some pretty funny fucking scenes in that movie, though.
Like when he jumps the fence and the dog attacks him, and then he gets to the other side of the fence, and then the dog busts through the fence.
Yeah, I was
the guy's like, "Stop attacking my dog!" as the dog is clearly mauling him.
Yeah,
no longer on his property too.
Yeah,
yeah.
He's in the alleyway, getting fucked up.
Does not care.
Also, this is the second Mark Wahlberg movie I can remember where at the end of the movie he has the bad guy dead to rights and opts to instead have a fist fight with him.
Yeah, that was one of the weirdest parts of the movie where he's like, "I have you captured, let's box." I'm like, maybe just arrest him.
He does the same thing in Four Brothers.
He does.
Yeah, he
walks
does.
Up and he's like, "I'm solving this with fists." And I'm like, "Why, Marky? Why?" Shoot this motherfucker. Call it a day. I think Marky Mark just likes the idea of he can beat up any ghetto black guy. That's just what he likes to project out there.
I think he just feels like he could beat up any guy.
He does beat up a UFC fighter at the beginning of this movie, which is very unlikely.
So I was looking
for Cowboy Cerrone is one of the guys he's fighting.
Yeah, but Cowboy Cerrone fucking sucks. But I was looking for
definitely does not suck.
I was looking for my favorite quote. That's why I was quiet the whole time. My favorite fucking quote of this whole movie is when they're arguing over who's going to get the shotgun and who's going to get the pistol. And Spencer says, no, you don't get the cool gun. And Hawk says, Hawk's the name of a motherfucker with a shotgun. Spencer does your taxes. And Spencer's like, yeah. Oh, fuck, that was good. I'll give you that one.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
There are a lot of really great one-liners in this movie.
I love that he concedes his point. That's in general. Yeah.
When he tells him that whole story about the chick getting murdered, he's like, motherfucker, kill a cat.
He walks over, beats the shit out of the car, and carves the cat in his door.
He's all, really? That's what you took out of that whole story?
Motherfucker, kill a cat.
I'm all the way in.
Like Alicia had to leave the room to help Kenny with something out on the PlayStation, and she comes back and she's like, "So what happened between Hawk and the four guys with machetes?" And I was like, "Oh, Hawk like murdered them with his bare hands. He threw one of them through a wall, literally."
Through a wall, yeah. I've never seen someone get tackled through a brick wall. Like, I don't think that's a real thing that happens.
I've never seen a black man tackle somebody into a black brick wall, but. Probably wouldn't go through it.
Weird, because it happens to that guy Hawk all the time, man. Like, he's constantly having to pay repair bills. It sucks. Like, nudge a guy in the line at Subway, and boom, there he goes.
He does back up a car through a wall as well in that movie.
He's like, oh, I'm telling.
It's like, we need to get the fuck out of here, man. You just throw the car through the window. Because he's, like, trying to hang out for some reason.
It's the goddamn Rolls Royce, too. That's a nice-ass car.
I love the scene when he's like fighting those four guys with the machetes, and he gives that one guy like a really solid punch, and Marky Mark's like, "That's it, man. That's how you throw a fucking punch." And then like fight scene ensues. I was like, it's just like even then he's still coaching the guy.
So like 5 minutes into Juan watching the movie, he texts me. He says, "Can you tell that the old detective is the bad guy already?" Yeah. And I'm like, "Yeah, that black guy definitely is just bad guy. Like he's not." You can't play anything else. He just comes across as skeezy and, like, not trustable.
He's, like, always a shitty character, that actor.
That guy.
Every single character in this movie was exactly what I thought they were going to be. Like, there were no surprises.
Yeah. But weirdly, like, I'm okay if they keep making these. Like, they lead on, they telegraph
it. Set it up.
Completely at the end.
He's like, change the channel! Change the fucking channel!
Fucking channel! And Mark's just like, that's my fucking high school buddy.
I'm all about these being like the Columbo movies. How like there were hour and a half Columbo movies that came out like every, you know, 6 months or something like that. Like if they did one of these every other year, that'd be great. Like they're perfect for that because they can be episodic. You don't have to watch all of them. But if you've seen them all, they can reference back to like different jokes and stuff like that. It's a cool idea. So
how I feel about like John Wick. Like they could just keep making those forever. I don't care.
It's, you know, it reminds me of the Showtime show Happen Leonard too. Like it has that same kind of feel. Where it's just like two guys that fight crime.
I feel like I remember that show.
That is a underappreciated show.
Hell yeah, it is. Like the books. Seen it. The books are amazing too.
Two characters brought together by tragic fathers dying.
Correct.
So good.
Well, I think we're getting ready to get to our live portion of our recording session.
Full 10-minute show.
Are you serious? Yep. Oh, sorry. Never mind.
We didn't talk very long.
It's just a good movie. It had a lot of great scenes.
No, I'm good.
Do you feel like Marky Mark like wrote this movie? It just seems like it has Marky Mark all over it. Like I feel like this movie was written for him or he wrote this movie. One of the two.
I can feel that, yeah. Because it was like, how badass can we make his character specifically seem?
I will tell you that this movie reminds me a lot of Four Brothers. Which is also a Marky Mark movie.
Yes, I mean it's very, very Four Brothers-esque.
They're with the fucking flashbacks and the kind of mobby boss guy. Like it's a very, very Four Brothers-esque movie.
Yeah. So it does not look like he helped write it.
Doyle, that's another one where he puts the guns down and they just fight in the middle of the ice.
That's what I said earlier. Yeah, were you not even here?
With the four brothers?
He said that approximately 10 minutes ago. Yeah.
He does that in that sniper movie, too, where he should have been able to kill him from like a mile away.
Yeah, shooter.
Doyle, you're really familiar with Mark Wahlberg movies.
Mark Wahlberg.
This is an unfortunate part of my brain. Probably should be something else in there. There's not.
Didn't they make a series out of Shooter?
I think so.
Wasn't any good, though.
It's exactly like the movie. They just spread out the movie over a season. It was fucking stupid.
You shot somebody. No, I didn't. 6 episodes to figure out why he didn't.
Shooter also, if you go back, has the dumbest scene I've ever seen in a movie, where he's like, oh, is that the Hemi? And he takes a picture of it, and they're all talking about it on the way down the mountain. Nah, he don't give a shit about the Hemi. He just backed up far enough to take a picture of the plates. He's trained in counterintelligence. And I was like, what the fuck are they talking about? Like, it is the dumbest scene in any movie that I've ever seen in my life.
It was so dumb, we didn't even react.
I laughed.
Stupid. It's not funny. It's stupid. Like, I'll watch it again.
No, I'm good.
We'll say LOL.
I don't need to watch Shooter again.
Lol. I like Shooter. I actually liked the movie. I'd never seen the show, but I was a fan of the movie.
Overall, the movie's all right. I mean, he shoots things.
Is that what he does?
And then
I thought he just took a lot of pictures.
And then not shoots things.
His dog gets killed. And then he fucks his dead best friend's wife, probably.
Yeah, definitely.
As Marky Mark does.
What's the best Marky Mark movie?
Ooh.
I'll look up some Marky Mark movies now. I feel like that's what everybody's doing real quick.
Transformers got, I mean, not for me, but I think Transformers got a pretty big, like, that was a pretty big success recently for him.
As far as, like, his most successful movie, that's probably up there.
No, I just mean, like, what's your favorite, maybe, is a better way to put that.
Oh, my favorite is by far The Departed. Which I guess is not really a Marky Mark movie, but he's in it quite a bit.
Yeah, he's a pretty big part of that movie. You ever seen the movie that's made off of?
The Departed? I didn't know it was made off another movie.
Yeah, it's called Infernal Affairs. It's like it's a Hong Kong, like, it's the same movie but Asian action style. Like, it's really good.
I can say worst Marky Mark movie or most cringy Marky Mark movie for me is Boogie Nights. Very, very cringy.
I don't know if I have a favorite Marky Mark movie. I would assume that Ted is probably pretty high on a lot of people's lists.
Ted's funny. Fair.
What is it? Daddy's Home is pretty good.
Planet of the Apes. What's yours?
Daddy's Home is pretty good.
Planet of the Apes is fucking right up there with The Happening as far as the worst Marky Mark movies, in my opinion.
Man,
The Lovely Bones is actually a really good, underrated Marky Mark movie.
I'm a big fan of The Italian Job.
So am I.
Yes, it's very good. I like The Italian Job.
Ooh,
We
Three Kings.
Yeah, Three Kings are still good.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Instant Family was amazing. That was a great movie.
Instant Family was amazing.
So good.
Fucking Max Payne. Alicia That's Wright an underrated Marky Mark
Instant
movie.
Instant Family.
I think my
Juan, so did mine.
I think my favorite Marky Mark movie is probably Four Brothers. Like, I really, really dig it. The end of it is really weird, but it has like great music and just really good action and stuff. So
wow, I'm gonna take us an episode back really quick because we got two comments on Remember the Titans post that I put up earlier. One is from Christian Hernandez that says, I like it. I liked how they finally worked together and then got back to real world and had to adjust. And then the worst comment was from Jonathan Wood, who said football movies are dumb.
We found that one guy that doesn't like Remember the Titans.
There he is.
I thought it was Wood. Kind of like a unicorn there.
Wood is dumb.
Mark Wahlberg is in a Disney football movie called Invincible.
Yeah, the one about the guy that tries out for the Eagles.
Yeah.
He has a walk-on and makes it. Turns out he wasn't really that invincible.
Ooh, nobody mentioned the other guys, too.
Oh, the other guys is pretty fun.
So
that's the Will Ferrell one, right?
Yeah.
I like that movie because of Will Ferrell.
this a Prius? I feel like I'm riding inside a vagina.
What?
Fucking other guys.
From the movie, bro.
Oh,
sounds like we're pretty down on this one.
All right, well, let's go around. So I'll start with me this time so that we don't forget me. Spencer Confidential, I give it 2 thumbs up and probably like, I would probably give this like a 7 out of 10. I really, really enjoyed it. I love detective movies. So there you go. All right. Let's do Doyle next so that he doesn't interrupt the rest of the way through.
I'm 7 out of 10 as well. It's not like a fantastic movie, but it's much better than average. It's pretty good. Pretty good.
I'll also give it a 7 out of 10 and a thumbs up. I thought it was funny, and that's really almost anything I need to get through a movie. So I like Mark
it's
Wahlberg.
Funny.
Yeah, it makes me laugh. Tim?
Oh, is it my turn now? I liked the movie. I thought it was really funny. It had kind of like a lesser Lethal Weapon kind of feel to me. And I think that's what I liked about it. It was like inadvertently a buddy cop film. And I love those anyway. So, yeah, I thought it was great. 2 thumbs up.
It's hard probably, to go wrong with a good buddy cop film.
Yeah, probably with Gabe, though. Like, 7 out of 10. Like, it was good. It was fun. But it's like, I would show it to somebody who hasn't seen it who likes those kind of films. But I wouldn't show it to, like, somebody, like, on the fly. Like, I'm not going to be like, hey, Gabe, have you seen this fucking movie on Netflix? Spencer Confidential? You need to watch that shit.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at, too. It's a great movie, but it wouldn't be, like, my go-to to get somebody interested in this kind of movie.
Yeah. Juan fell asleep.
Anyway, so with that said...
Doyle's third.
You can find us at www.totlb.com. Damn it, I did the old man thing again. Of course, you can support us at patreon.com/totlb. Feel free to find us on YouTube, tinyurl.com/TOTLBTube. And finally, give us a call on the Michael Kirk Memorial Hotline. May his coronavirus soul rest in peace. 970-573-6148. Right? Yeah, I did that right. Shit. With that, I've been Gabe.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
I'm Doyle.
We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Walks podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Baron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albi is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Baron Space production.